You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Ooh, that's fizzy. Hello, Kristen.
Hello, that's a long fizz.
You're beaming in from Devonport?
Yep, that's right, from the back patio, where all the rock stars hang out.
Oh, very nice. Now, I'm joined in studio this evening by BFM News teamer and new show host here on 95BFM, Big J.
Kia ora, how are you?
AKA
Kia
ora. Jack. Is your news persona Jack, but your show persona Big J?
I'd say so, yeah. Jack is more of like a serious, you know, hard news journalist, and then Big J is just, you know, a loose party guy.
Your
perfect
show
for Cocktail Corner.
Yeah, that's why I wrote them in. Now, I mean, Kristen, I guess we should probably like hear from you as to what you're doing with your cocktail, because ours is just like ingredients from the BFM prize cupboard. Have you made yourself something more serious this evening?
Well, not really, but I did give it a little bit of a nice twist. So I found some grapefruit tonic Fever Tree in the cupboard, and I mixed it with the gin, and then for something really exciting, because it gets really exciting over here, I actually put some grapefruit juice in with it and a twist of lime. So it really brings out that grapefruity flavor. I know, it gets wild over here.
Have you also kidnapped your neighbor's dog?
I know, right? They're saying hello.
Is it at your house?
Fan.
The dog?
No, it's behind the apartment.
What sort of dog is it?
Yeah, that's a good question. A loud one?
You haven't seen it. It's just barking. It sounds small. It sounds like a little dog.
I think so. I think it's one that maybe chased me around the garage one day. I think it's a little brown one.
Yeah.
Cute.
It wants to be on Cocktail Corner.
It's cute. It's cute.
Big fan. Big fan of you.
Okay, sweet. So you're just sipping on that little number. The grapefruit tends to work well with this Victor Gin that Matt Thompson kindly dropped off to us here at 95 BFM. The lime one that I've got in front of me has botanicals including juniper, lemon, lemongrass, cardamom and coriander, and some lime in the mix.
Sounds good.
Big J, do you want to do the honors? Do you want to like...
I will.
I feel...
Big J is going to make us this cocktail this evening, Kristen. We'll just get this mic over here for some Foley. And if you want, there's a shot glass here.
Oh,
so.
Shot glass.
Talk us through how you're going to make this, Big J.
Well, I'm not a cocktail person, so wait.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm not a cocktail person, so I will just be going for
standard shot.
Just a shot of gin in each glass.
Yep, that's good. That's the Victor Gin there. Yep.
Whoop.
Oh yeah, that's how I like it.
We love a bit of ASMR.
Are you doing now? You're studying radio.
I study radio at AUT.
Okay, so you're kind of up to speed on what'll help the radio show sound good.
Yeah,
and just really miking up that bottle and
getting those deep sounds.
So you're gonna
what should I do with this?
We should shout out Chi, because we've got all this Chi in the prize cupboard here at BFM. We're gonna use one that I haven't tried before. This one's called Yin. The ancient idea of calming inner focus with our unique blend of passion flower, thyme, and lemon balm. I don't even know what lemon balm is, but
I don't even know what passion flower is. I know passion fruit.
There you go.
Guess we're going to find out. Oh, I missed it. Never mind.
That's all right. It's okay. It's only your
first
corner.
I heard it.
Okay, that's going right. That's topping off that. I've gone with tall glasses here in the BFM studio. So we've got a shot of that gin. Yeah, there we go. That's probably about right, I reckon.
There we go. Let's do that.
And he's filling up the glass now with this chi. And we've got some lime in here. And I reckon we just go for a dash of lime in each one. How are you feeling?
That sounds amazing. I wish I was there.
Yeah, I know. You'll be very jealous of these cocktails.
I feel like a real bartender right now, you know, in the movies. Yeah.
Don't light anything on fire. That's the first rule of bartending.
Cheers, Big J. Let's try out this first cocktail.
That's really nice. Very limey.
Is that a genuine nice?
Yeah, it's nice. I think could use more gin, but you know.
More gin or less? I reckon you're on target here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it needs? More ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all melted.
But as Big J's saying, It's pretty slippery. You wouldn't know there was gin in there. You'd just think it was a glass of chi.
Yeah.
So,
I like cocktails having, you know, a bit of kick in them, you know?
I feel you. I feel you. Kristen, how's your cocktail going?
Oh, yeah, mine's fantastic. But I agree. I like to taste the liquor in it, only because it, you know what I mean? It's like, well, I'm going to have a nice little drink. I want to taste it. I want to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And Matt Thompson's, his gins and his whiskeys are good because you can taste it, and there's also always another little flavor going on there.
Mm. I feel like the chi in this situation is kind of actually probably a really good pairing for this.
I think so too.
Mm.
The chi's nice.
Mm.
I'm going to go get some of that. That sounds amazing.
What is it? It's
yin.
Where's the thing? Yin. Passion flower, thyme, and lemon balm. Looks tasty.
All right, Kristen and Big J, thank you for this kind of still somewhat isolation edition of Cocktail Corner. We look forward to having you back up here in studio in person, Kristen, at some point in the future.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. And Big J?
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll see you. So you, what day are you reading news?
I read news on Tuesdays during Morning Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And then my show with Smashton is 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Monday nights.
There we go. Plugging.
Plugging my show.
Mm-hmm. All right.
A little bit of promotion.
Cheers, dudes. We'll see you later.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.